This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. The advertising industry has made a bundle pitching feminine hygiene products, but even that expression, feminine hygiene products, illustrates how ads for tampons and pads avoid addressing what they are actually used for.
It actually protects better than a thick maxi. You wouldn't think so, but it does.
Don't take our word for it. Take theirs.
Freshness in a tampon helps me feel feminine.
Mom, will it be okay if I take my bath first? I feel kind of icky.
Are you still menstruating?
A little.
Maybe you've seen the viral video that bucks the tradition of menstruation stigmatization. No blue liquid, no white tennis outfits, just a sassy 12-year-old telling it like it is.
It was the beginning of summer, and no one knew me at camp. I was just a big random loser. Then things changed. I got my period. The red badge of courage. I was the first one to get it, so I was like the expert. I became the camp gyno. I'm a
queen. The ad for tampon delivery services HelloFlo has been heralded as groundbreaking and super feminist by numerous blogs and social media types. Emily Shire does not agree with that assessment. We found her response to the HelloFlo ad called "We're Still Afraid of Periods" on Salon.com. And Emily, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
So we heard a little bit of the HelloFlo ad there, and we should mention that it is pretty frank, even a bit in your face. But could you describe it for listeners who have not seen it?
Sure. The ad is very progressive. The whole premise is that there is a young girl at sleepaway camp, age appropriate for a girl getting her first period, and she's kind of a loser. She's alone. And when she gets her first period, she becomes the camp gyno, the authoritative voice on menstruation. She really takes control of the power surge and really leads these girls, and she loves the attention. And throughout it, you see these great images of her doing these menstruation demonstrations with Dora the Explorer dolls, handing off tampons and mirrors to young girls, really owning her period and being in charge. And then once the girls start getting the HelloFlo care packages, they realize they don't need to listen to this bossy girl, and she's once again all alone. And it's really very clever.
So what then is your objection to it?
I don't object to the ad. The ad is very progressive and is really a breakthrough way that changes the dialogue of how we discuss periods in popular culture. I think its significance actually goes beyond the commercial world. What's disappointing is that you're really built up on this ad, and then you go to the website for HelloFlo, and then it gets very cutesy and very big on discretion and all those old tropes associated with feminine products.
What is HelloFlo?
HelloFlo is a delivery service that you subscribe to, and once a month they're actually able to sync with your cycle. I guess you give them some level of personal information. And the fact that they deliver tampons, panty liners to your door is, I think, a really helpful service. I've seen tons of women discuss the fact that they wish there was a monthly service because maybe you do forget to run out and buy stuff the same way you want a monthly service for razors, toothbrushes, things of that nature. But the service also brings in things like candy, which I have found a little too cutesy, and I've seen you at other female writers find a little too cutesy as well. And then when you go on the website, they're all about discretion. They play up the fact that the box is a plain white box. No one would know, like you could have it delivered to work because, God forbid, anyone in your office realize you're using feminine products. There's just a very different culture from what's portrayed in the ad.
So after praising the Camp Gyno ad as progressive, you go as so far as to describe HelloFlo as regressive. Are they playing a real bait and switch here?
I think so. You know, there was a Google Hangout last week in which Barbara Lippert, who is a great media critic, particularly of advertisement, spoke with the founder of HelloFlo, Naama Bloom, and she said to her, the campaign, the advertisement is very aggressive, but the product really isn't. It does play up the discreetness. Was that just to get attention? And the founder of HelloFlo denied that, but I'm not really sure of that because I was so excited about it from the commercial. I went to the website, and it really piqued my interest, and I just felt, a lot of disappointment. You're really built up from this ad. I think that's part of the problem, that the ad is so progressive that you expect the product to be as exciting, and it really isn't.
I guess the counterargument could be, we live in this era of oversharing. We don't really necessarily want to hear about the bodily functions of everybody else, and maybe those things just should be kept private. What's your thought?
I feel really mixed. One of the things Naama Bloom said in the Google Hangout was, I don't want to, you know, force things on people and necessarily push them out of their comfort zone. I think the counter argument is that when we're discussing, you know, porn or sex, I mean, we can see those on sitcoms. There are a ton of, you know, penis jokes on TV, but there's a huge shyness about saying the word vagina. That in itself was groundbreaking. But when it comes to a female health issue, there's still a lot of shyness around it, a lot of, you're not supposed to talk about it, that's gross, that's not okay. And so that's why I prefer something like this ad that really, you know, pushes the boundaries.
Emily Shire writes about pop culture for publications like Slate, The Guardian, The Atlantic, among others. Emily, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We posted a link to Emily's response to the HelloFlow video, along with the video itself. That's at wordofmouthradio.org and on our Facebook page. And if you are someone who would prefer to stick to ads featuring the blue liquid and the vague language, this one may not be for you.